beware. Contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on Dubious Intent.
Hello, it's me, Joe. Today I'm going to be doing a 99-cent store haul, if that's okay with you, and I know it is. I used to call them the dollar store hauls, but somebody told me that the 99-cent store is, like, more universally known, and I just want to make everybody more comfortable. I'm also going to be changing my name to Cole, and I will be getting a faux hawk. Anyway, the haul starts now. I wanted to start out with some fashion, so this is an apron with a fucking bee on it. Thumbs up. I see your stinger, bitch. Thumbs down on that shit. You can't just act like everything is okay when you have the most dangerous ass of all time. I have the second most dangerous ass of all time because this booty causes heart attacks. I'm kidding. My ass is very ugly in every way. These are little signs that you hold up. I think they're for, like, teachers. Like, this one says, eyes on me. Which, by the way, you're, like, totally defeating the purpose. You're, like, telling children to look at you, but you're showing them an apple with glasses on it. Fuck you, a fucking fruit-wearing eyewear is a lot more fucking interesting than your boring-ass facial structure, Mr. Thompson. I also like this one because it just says quiet on it, so it could really come in handy if anyone ever, like, invites me to a 21 Pilots concert. I can just be like, shh, guys, shh, hello.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for Dubious Intent to come screaming at you across the... What are you... Adam, you're looking at me in the middle of the intro, and that completely threw me off through the internet, something... And now here's the break where I have to transition. DI Plus is brought to you by... Staring Co-host.
You got it wrong.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, it was used to. All right, this time I'm not going to look at you. I'm going to treat this like catching up. I'm just not going to look at you.
You should totally leave this in.
The Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for Dubious Intent to come screaming at you through say interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. Dubious Intent is brought to you by Healing the World of Systemic Racism. Because there's no better platform, really, to have a say and a tell-all about institutional racism than one that features basically two really privileged white guys. Check them out at endracism.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code Dubious. Well, yeah, let's be honest, you're not going to get a discount. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the institutional racism-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel.
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
I'm dealing with allergies this evening, so you'll notice I'm wearing glasses. I think so. What I was told is, like, the cedar trees are in bloom right now, or early.
The cedar.
All this global warming stuff is like causing some. You know, immaculate cedar bloomage
just
or something.
For the record, this global warming stuff.
Yeah, the global warming stuff that's going on all over the planet. And so
You're speaking of climate change.
Okay. I'm having itchy eye syndrome this evening.
Here's the good news for you, Adam. According to what's his name? The head of the Senate environmental panel.
Oh, please.
What's his name? He's from Kansas. Anyway, the guy that basically...
John Ong?
No, yes, exactly. It's a Senator John Ong. No, it's a senator. Anyway, I'll think of his name in a second. But he's in charge of it, of them doing any kind of hearings into climate change. And he basically just repeatedly says it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist, Adam. So good news is it doesn't exist. Climate change doesn't exist. So says the guy in the Senate.
Other than my eyes being itchy, I'm okay with global warming at the moment because I was like, as I get older, I like cold weather less and less. I think. Mm-hmm. And
you can feel it in your bones, huh?
Yeah, people get sick. You know, I was talking to, and maybe it's just because, you know, Mark's my boyfriend now and he's Filipino and they have no cold there at all. And so maybe he's rubbed off on me. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, people don't get sick in the summer. Like, you don't have, and cold.
You're correct. You know what, Adam? It has been, I'm going to let you in on this little secret because I have worked in healthcare for 30 years, Adam. So let me tell you, you're absolutely right. In the summer, we shut down the hospitals. Like, we don't have any sick people.
People get stuff, but
not in the summer, though. That's the thing, though. We actually have an entire basement filled with those, like, resuscitation Annie dolls, and we prop them up in beds and make it look like the hospital's still filled with patients. But no, that's the double duty. It's the cost-saving measures of those resuscitation Annie dolls. To teach CPR and to fill up the hospitals in the summer when the entire world is germ-free.
There are still traffic accidents. I mean, have you watched Grey's Anatomy? Plenty of things go on. I'm just saying the common cold, the flu, things of that nature.
James Inhofe, by the way, was the name. Yes, you can all stop screaming it now. James Inhofe. Thank you, Turnipad.
Yeah, because we all have that name on the tip of our tongue.
Well, I did. I was just
James Inhofe.
I know. He's a senator.
Anyway, that's it. I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking.
I'm
allergies.
I'm glad that you are doing well. I'm sorry that you are suffering from allergies. You know, I see some commercials. That's the insidious way that they trick you into watching TV commercials here in the Northeast is because you watch the morning news while you're getting ready just to see, you know, what roads are, you know, have problems and stuff, you know, with the ice or whatever. And you have to watch all these commercials. I know for a fact, Adam, there's numerous remedies for your allergies.
Yeah, there are.
Some of them won't make you drowsy, it says.
And the way I know it's allergies, like if I start having a runny nose or something, it could be a cold or it could be allergies. But if my eyes are itching, I know it's that is a sign that it's allergies. Like when my eyes just, I want to claw my eyeballs out of my head.
Yes. Now, have you inhaled any bath salts?
No.
Okay, then yes. Then probably if that would be the other reason for wanting to claw your eyes out is if you had in fact, you know, snorted some bath salts. That's all I'm saying. Is that would be another reason why that.
How do you know that?
I watch the news, Adam. You do not watch the news with the woman with the bath salt. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Let's go to the phone call here.
Yeah, hi Adam. I see Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Actor Tony Burton played the trainer in the Rocky movies. Dead. Bye.
Wow.
Hi, RT.
he addressed you, Adam, so it's totally your call. Apparently, I have no vote in this, so go ahead.
Yeah, sure.
There you go. Congratulations, RT Cruiser. You are entered into the...
you know, anytime RT Cruiser calls in, I want to give him, you know, credit for that call. So...
you're just sucking up to him, aren't you?
Never.
Anyway.
So anyway, we have not gotten into the tonight's topics at all. Oh, before we do that, though, we have run amok.
I know we are. You know what it is? We had some technical issues and it pushed us late. And now we're trying to recover and we're failing.
Wait. We had some technical issues. But wait, before we go on.
Adam, we're a unit. Adam, we're a team. We're a team.
Before we
go
on, ladies and gentlemen.
There is no I in team.
Adam did not have any technical issues. I was set up. I was ready to go. I know everyone's shocked, but
I was going to say you can't spell dubious intent without an I, but you probably could because it would still make sense, right? It would be like dubious intent. And
anyway,
I think you could.
So you tell what time is it and what does that mean and all that?
Wow, look at you. You're just like, fuck it. Just fuck, whatever. I was like, I don't even care anymore. No, you know what, Adam? It is 9:26 on a Sunday evening, and that can, of course, mean only one thing, that we were slightly late, but we are still nonetheless streaming live on Pride48.com in front of the world's most patient and understanding chat room. Adam, who is joining us in the chat room this evening?
We have Turnip Head. I almost did it.
Turnip Head. Yes.
Cyclone, Gary MC, not RT Cruiser.
No, it's not. Because RT Cruiser does not listen to us anymore. That's why that is not RT Cruiser, because he does not listen to us anymore.
Right. Toppy Smelly, Ant, Auntie Vera Charles, Crone, and Rating Mags.
Wow. So Mags is listening to us while rating, he said. Or maybe he just logged in the chat room and he's rating. He's not paying attention to us at all. So it doesn't matter. Anyway, welcome everyone to the chat room. Welcome to all of you this fine Oscar evening. I hope that you're enjoying boycotting the Academy Awards. Or they're just not airing where you live. I don't know. Or you just don't like me. You just don't like award shows.
I'm not a fan of award shows either.
It's just kind of like they always, I like the opening monologue, which I have already seen, you know, I watched tonight before we started. I watched Chris Rock's opening monologue. And then because it's 2016 and we all give a shit about what everyone thinks about everything, I immediately jumped over to Twitter just to see what people were saying. And a lot of people were just like, oh, Chris Rock nailed it and he was great. And I don't know. I guess time will tell. I thought it was an awkward set. I feel like he kind of, something was distracting him, or because he seemed several times to kind of like repeat himself or lose his place. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I was just saying, you know, it's
I was watching something on my DVR. I wasn't even, I didn't even know when it was starting, but I think Mark is recording it. So
yeah.
I'm sure we'll watch it at some point.
We'll watch it. You will.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's, that's happening this evening. Someone asked me, several people have asked me if I was boycotting the, and I, that was my excuse for every single one. I was like, yes, of course I'm boycotting it because that's when I do my show. So I can't. So it doesn't matter. So there you go. The truth is I wouldn't have watched it anyway because I don't like award shows.
You made a lovely, you had a lovely Facebook post about the Oscars.
You're just gonna start. What did you like? Go to the Joe Batant School of Segway there or something? You're just stirring the pot there. Yes, I made a post on. Here's the thing. I am a liberal. I'm a crazy, insane left wing.
You are so liberal.
I am. Yes. And I'm a liberal atheist, and I, you know, on my Facebook page, I just post things that I find funny. They're not. I don't post on the show page or whatever. It's just me. It's just my. And so some people that listen to the podcast follow me, and that's cool. That's great. You're welcome to follow me. That's great. I usually accept every friend request, and that's great. That's wonderful. But the things I post on Facebook are so just stupid. You know, right? Like I take pictures when I'm on vacation, or, you know, something, you know, some odd case, there'll be some picture that I take during the middle of the week or whatever. But normally my posts are just insane, you know, run of the mill, really humdrum, boring things. But occasionally I make jokes that, you know, you would have to be a very left-wing socialist kind of person to appreciate. I made one of those jokes about the Oscars, and, you know, somebody, you know, kind of like tried to steer it in a different direction. I basically told him to unfollow me. Now, here's the thing. I don't, you know, it's great. The world can exist without him following me and me following him and whatever. It's great. It's fine. We can all have different opinions, but, you know, on my Facebook page, which is just my own personal Facebook page, if you don't agree with me, just, you know, skip
it. I love how you respond, though. I love how you respond. So basically, I have no idea. I don't remember the exact verbiage. So Daniel says something.
It's like Daniel.
It's like Oscars, bleeding heart, liberal mumbo jumbo. Daniel, liberal.
Yes.
Blah blah blah.
Yes.
You know, something like that. And then someone makes an opposing view, and then Daniel's immediate response was, "Well, you can unfriend me."
Wow, I like how you read that tone into it. I said, I would like to politely suggest that you unfriend and follow me, which is, it was a very civil thing. It's just like, look, if I wanted to be like, all right, I will admit I took a dickish swipe at him because it was, you know, it's a very charged issue, whatever. But yeah, I was, whatever. It's like, it's fine. The world will survive. He's already tweeted, oh, I'm sorry about that, you know, but we just don't see eye to eye, which is great. It's fine. We don't have to see eye to eye. That's great. I sent him a message back. I said, that's cool. We're all cool. It's fine.
Anyway.
Wow. You just
so, you know,
a,
we are
boring inside thing we've ever done on this show, by the way.
It was related to Oscars. So I wanted, and I thought it was funny. So yeah,
the joke for the two people that missed the joke on Facebook. It was like, you know, here's a drinking game for those of you who are deluding yourself into thinking that institutional racism is not a problem in America. Take a shot Sunday night every time a white guy, every time a white person wins an Oscar. That was all it was. It was a stupid joke. Stupid joke. I thought it was funny.
So, Daniel.
Oh, so sorry. So sorry. So hold that thought. I'm so glad it didn't interrupt me during that exciting, you know, past 5 minutes.
Hey, guys, this is Meg.
Hi, Max.
And we have yet another entry for the Weren't They Dead Already contest.
Uh-oh.
Funny man Don Knotts dead at 81. I could have sworn he died years ago. I thought that Andy Griffith outlived him. Matlock, I never heard anything from him, so I assume that he passed away a long
time ago.
Hold on,
Adam. He's talking.
He's really sad. I haven't seen any interviews of him.
Oh, he wasn't very well liked.
Faded from view. But there it is, 81. Yeah. And I would be very surprised if nobody else was surprised. Bye.
Wow. Yeah, I'm very surprised. I'm incredibly surprised by that, Adam.
Me too, because Don Knotts died like 4 years ago or something. But thanks for calling in, Mags. Yeah, he's been dead for quite some time, and in fact, he did die before Matlock.
It says right here that he died February 24th, 2006. So it's probably what you saw was the 10th anniversary of his death.
Could be.
because it would have been 2016. So February 24th, 2016 would have been 10 years since Don Knotts died. So,
yeah, the incredible Mr. Limpet.
No, it was his masterpiece. Thank you for pointing that out in the chat room, Toppy Smelly. Don Knotts, probably best known. I'm sure he won several Tony Awards for his performance in Three's Company. He played a very believable, nosy landlord who was uncomfortable with homosexuality. Anyway, I don't even know what that means. You know what, Adam? We had how was your week?
My week was good. I'm not even looking at the Trello here, so I don't know what's first. But my week was fine. But I needed to. So there are a couple of things I haven't mentioned on the show. First of all,
yes.
We have been kicked out of our home.
You have been kicked out of your home.
Now we are still in our home, but we have received the eviction notice.
But we knew this was coming.
Yeah, and kind of. I mean, I hope maybe she found other living arrangements and she didn't. I was hoping she'd just forget that this is her house and she wanted to move back into it.
Painted the house camouflage so she drove by.
Right.
Wait, there's no house there.
There's no,
I'm crazy.
No house.
I don't own a house. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah. Our contract is up at the end of June. Which is funny because we had planned to do a trip. Our anniversary is July 4th, and we're planning to go to Hawaii. And we're going to be moving and going to Hawaii like in the same week, it looks like, because our contract is up. But there were some things we needed to do around the house, and one of them was the landscaping. The bushes out in the front of the house were looking very just unkempt. We have these crepe myrtles in the front and they were super, super tall. You could barely tell there's a house here at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to trim them.
Yes.
And I was going to call a company, but then my parents said, oh, we've got a trimmer. Don't worry about it. We'll help you. But push comes to shove. They never have time to help me. So this weekend like, you know what? I'm going to go borrow their trimmer.
Yes.
And I'm going to go do it myself.
You're doing it live. You're gonna do it yourself.
Doing it live. Yeah, I'm gonna do it myself. Well, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, now, did you go to YouTube and like look up like a YouTube video like how to edge your sidewalk?
No. I mean, I'm trimming bushes, not edge my sidewalk.
Oh.
I have a mowing company that does that because I hate to mow.
Okay.
But anyway, so I really hate weed eating, but weed eating goes along or edging goes along with mowing. So why not just hire a company to do both? So anyway, I need to do this. So I go and get the tools. And it is the scissor looking one, the hedge trimmer thing that you do like the, nobody can see this except for you, but
you're making the motion of hedge trimmers.
Yes. It's a basically big pair of scissors.
Hedge
basically.
Clippers. Yes. So hedge trimmers typically would be the electric ones. Head clippers are the big oversized looking scissors.
Clippers.
Yeah.
So I got clippers and trimmers.
Okay.
So the clippers, they probably were built. Back, like Alexander Graham Bell or somebody, probably.
Yeah, he was well known for designing tools.
Made these hedge clippers. I mean, they're rusty. One of the handles is off, like half of the handle. It's like, you know, then, and the trimmer. So, you know, that was all right. Or the clipper. Sorry, I'm getting confused. So there's the trimmer.
I foresee a future where people will need to call each other while trimming their hedges. Let's first build the clippers. Before I design my telegraph machine.
So, you know, I can barely even get them open. Like, I'm like, pulling mm-hmm. and like trying to get them open. And they're dull. And I'm trying.
Right.
So, and then, and this was Saturday I was doing this. So then I have the electric, the gas trimmer as well. That looks like a big, you know, those serrated turkey knives.
Yes, I do.
That, you know, it looks like a big version of that basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Except if you can imagine like a rip cord on it.
Yep.
Like, you know.
Adam, I've had hedge trimmers before. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, let me tell you something about these things.
Okay, here we go. I'm ready.
I don't know if anyone else has experienced this, but any yard equipment with a pull chain or rope or pull cord or rip cord or whatever you want to call it, of any ilk.
Yes.
It challenges your masculinity. That is all I'm going to say, because I guarantee you, if it was If it was an hour, if it was not an hour, I wonder
if there's like on YouTube, there's a video of people like trying to pull cord things started and just like set to some kind of music or whatever, because it's funny to watch people sometimes when they get really frustrated and they start pulling it really, really fast. Like,
exactly. This is what I'm like. I'm like, I tried slow. And it's got directions, you know, it's got like a six step process. So
you're like, you just stop for a second and you go, damn it.
Yes.
Like, what?
So I'm trying to pull this thing and I'm out there, I'm getting blisters on my, I have a blood blister on my hand.
Wow.
Like my fingers are still sore today. I could not get that thing. No matter what I did. And then I thought, okay. Maybe I flooded it.
Right.
This is a thing, right?
I've heard this word.
You have to prime those things. Gas powered things. So there's usually a little bubble looking thing on it, and you have to press it a few times.
Yeah, a little plunger
to get the gas into the whatever. It's the thingamajob. Yes.
Chamber.
So I thought, okay, maybe it was flooded. So I'm gonna let it sit overnight. I let it sit for an hour.
If something is an engine that small is flooded, you could probably just leave it for like 10 minutes and then.
No. And so Turnip Head is giving suggestions in the chat room. A little too late for that now, Turnip Head. But it was Toppy that's giving. Sorry, Toppy.
How dare you? How dare you? That is very horrible of you to like just immediately assume it was Turnip Head.
Well, Turnip Head's message is right above Toppy's. Anyway, I got confused. So he's saying that maybe I put put gasoline instead of a mixture of gas and oil.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm aware that there's a mixture of gas and oil.
You know what you did wrong, Adam? You forgot to get the trimmers that just plug in, because honestly, here's the thing. I grew up in the, I had a gas mower as a kid that I had to mow the yard with, whatever. It's Florida, right? That you have to mow the yard every 4 days in Florida. It's one of those things. It's the trade-off of living in the tropics. So it's like you're like mowing your yard every 4 days, using that thing. And so as these electric products came along, right? It's like some of them were really stupid, like electric chainsaws, because you would have to have like a 100-foot extension cord right, to take this fucking down. Electric chainsaw out anywhere near where you needed to chop down, you know, some wood or whatever. Electric lawnmowers, they had those, the early electric lawnmowers that you plugged in. So you had this really long extension cord that inevitably you would, you know, you'd cross at some point and basically like short it out because you just cut the electric cord. That was a failure. So of all the stupid electric appliances that they had, the two that made the most fucking sense were the electric leaf blower, because you really just want to get it off of the sidewalks around your house, all right, and the hedge trimmers, because hedges aren't going to go anywhere. They're right there up against the house. It's like they're real close to an electric outlet. You don't have to have like 600 feet of extension cord to get to your hedges.
When I was under the impression we were going to do our own mowing and edging, yes. I asked for a battery powered edger or weed eater.
Mm-hmm.
And that was miraculous. You charge it, no cord, no nothing.
You just, that's the future. That's the crazy future.
We're moving.
Yes.
I'm only going to trim these bushes once.
Yeah.
And my parents have a gas powered trimmer. I don't want to go buy.
You know, if only there were entire companies.
I don't think I can rent that.
Taylor Rental? You could go to Taylor. You could rent.
I don't think I have a Taylor. I mean, you can rent things at Home Depot. Maybe. Okay. But anyway,
you couldn't just go buy one at Walmart and then take it back.
Well, I could. But anyway, so it was a nightmare. So what I ended up, we were at Walmart today grocery shopping. I still had not trimmed the bushes. So I decided, first of all, the crepe myrtle bushes yes. have really thick branches, like yes. they've gotten to tree size almost, because
mm-hmm.
they're like way tall, like up to the roof, and I wanted to trim them way back. So I decide at Walmart they had these industrial strength, you know, clippers that do the, you know, that will do the big branches. I bought one of those.
So sorry, hold on just one moment, just 1 second here. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys, RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Country singer Sonny James dead at 87. Okay, bye.
Okay, great. Sonny James. Yes, Sonny James. I think I heard
I don't
this.
Know who that is.
You know what? I'm sure that maybe this is his thing. Maybe he threatens to like boycott our show just knowing, and then calls in a bunch of fake people.
So, and I want to tell the chat room one other thing.
Uh-oh. Just the chat. Wait, just the chat room? Should I cut this out of the...
No, the listening audience as well.
Oh, okay, great.
I'm aware that you can rent these things, and I'm aware there are places online you can go, and there's probably even a place here in town that I could go. However,
yes.
It was a last-minute sort of decision. I'm going to do it this weekend, and
All right, fine. So forget the regrets, whatever. So did you finally get your hedges
done? Yeah, we got it done finally, but we did not use the rusty...
The clippers.
You know, clippers. Right. And to do the crepe myrtle bush, I used the big industrial strength ones that I got from Walmart today, because the rusty clippers would not cut the big branches.
You know, rusty clippers was Antivirus Charles' stripper name in the Saudis.
So we got it done. But all I want to say is that I feel like a woman. No. Now I sound
what?
Misogynist.
You
or
feel
something.
Like a woman.
I feel less manly because I can't start. I took it back, but I have this feeling that if I hadn't have taken it back, I'd just get this urge later on tonight to go out to the garage and try to start that thing again, just to prove.
Oh my god!
It's like your
new nemesis. He's like, move aside, Wendy's. It's like it's the
Adam versus the
gas powered trimmers.
You know. You know. Speaking of nemesis, we went to Wendy's the other night, and Mark is eating. He's eating fish only on Fridays because of Lent or whatever.
Because of course.
So Wendy's has this cod sandwich that they only do during Lent.
Because the Lord saith unto thee, Nay, thou shalt not have the fish except on Fridays.
Right. So we drive up.
You drive
and this
up.
Is what I hear. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Wendy's. Would you like to try our new cod filet sandwich? I'm like, fuck. She asked me if I wanted it. But he has to have the fish sandwich because that's all he can eat. So then this is what I do, right? I'm like, I don't even respond to that. I pretend she didn't even say anything. And I said, yes, I would like to have the homestyle chicken sandwich, add pickles and onions. And I would also like to have that Northwestern cod sandwich combo that you have. With a large fry. And
Not
the one you suggested.
When you first pulled up, sir, the one that I suggested for you?
Now, she acted like she didn't
Here's the thing, Adam. Did it ever occur to you that that little lady, that little girl, right, like has like a quota, like, hey, if you know what, we're pushing these Filet-O-Fish sandwiches this week. So if you suggest that and they buy one. Right. Whoever sells the most is going to get like a free, you know, baseball cap or something.
It's really a clerk, Nico. It's really the person that's taking your order. But, you know, Nico in the chat room asked if it was pre-recorded. But I don't. And this was not a topic in the Trello, but I just want to say this one thing.
What did you want to
say? I don't understand why they need to push any particular item. It's not like they make more money off of one sandwich than they do another, especially those like. Special burgers.
Hold on.
A different sauce or something.
Why
do they need to promote it? You're already in their drive-thru.
Hold on. If you say that they're not going to make more off of one sandwich than another, then you just don't understand the whole concept of supply and demand. Let's say it's the height of cod season and there's like, cod only stays fresh for so long. So now, but they can get an amazing deal on twice the amount of cod that they would normally sell in a month. So they're like, you know what? Fine. We're going to reduce the price of the cod sandwich by like 10 cents on a special, but we're going to push more of them, which means that we can save money by buying this fish at a lower cost. It's like, so in that case, yes. It's like, that's the way big companies like work, right? No, you don't understand. McDonald's spent research money figuring out exactly how thin they could slice a bun before it actually like fell apart. Because if they can make the bun thinner, they can keep the price the same, but still present you with the same kind of product, right? It's just like...
I understand that, but okay.
But I'm just saying, I guarantee you that this is all economies of scale, right? This is all economies of shopping.
Now, this also irritates me.
Yes.
This also irritates me, but less so. When I go to Sonic and I order something and then they say, would you like to try some of our jalapeno poppers with that or something like that?
Right.
Now, that still irritates me, but that is an upsell. That makes sense to me. They're trying to get me to purchase more food.
Wait, so you're more upset about just the cold suggestion.
Yes.
Than you are about an upsell.
I know what I want. I knew what I wanted when I drove up to the drive-thru. I don't need you. Anyway, that was not on the Trello.
No, it wasn't. That is insane. That is
and
fascinating.
And Cronehaven in the chat room, I would like to apologize to all women. I was just trying to make a joke. I was not implying that women are weak. There is a stereotype of masculinity
Which
that
I
you need to
I,
be able to do certain things.
Which I feel that the, if anything, the LGBT community smashes that whole thing.
Well, you all can just leave the chat room if you want to, if I'm not funny.
Oh, dear Lord.
Jesus. Dear. Anyway, move on.
Don't get upset, Adam.
Go watch the Oscars.
Oh, my God. Relax, Adam. Relax. Deep breath. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. You know what you need? You know what you need, Adam?
I need a cod sandwich.
No, God knows I wasn't going to suggest that. You know what? Now that I think of this, I'm scared to suggest what you should actually do because I think you're... Oh, hold on. Hold on. Let's just get this out of the way really quick. Yes, hello.
Hey, guys. Joe Batanz here. I wasn't going to call in about this, but I'm seeing it in a lot of different news sources. So,
yes.
Irene Larson, one of the co-founders of the Magic Castle, very nice woman, dead at 79. Aloha, Irene Larson. Aloha.
Wait, doesn't aloha mean hello?
I think it could be both.
But so was he saying hello and goodbye to her, or was he using both of them in the form of goodbye?
I don't know.
It's
is
very,
she the
very confusing there?
I don't know. I looked her up.
Yeah.
I think she was famous, at least among magicians.
There you go. And there you go. And I've been to the Magic Castle. You've been to the Magic Castle.
I have.
So there we go. Wow. I'm just so thrown for the fact that you're like, the fact that you're now, you know, I can visibly feel your blood pressure from here. Like I can see the vein popping out of your forehead there. And I'm like going, oh dear God, how am I going to like deal with this? But then I'm scared, Adam. I'm scared because I'm going to suggest something to you. And I feel like me suggesting it is going to make you be like, oh, you know, I was going to do that. But now that you suggest that, fuck you. No, I'm not going to do that.
You can make a suggestion. I'm not at a drive through window.
I was just saying, Adam, maybe you need a vacation. Someplace sunny.
No, Daniel, I will not go on a vacation. You cannot make me.
Someplace sunny and warm. Someplace that maybe, you know, we could both go to and we could relax in the sun and the, you know, enjoy the rides. Or this is the slowest starting fucking theme song ever in the history of the world. No, this is
a theme song.
Yeah, it's playing in the background, but it's a very... it builds to it. Here's the thing, though, Adam. You and I cannot believe I chose this theme. Of all the themes that I could have chosen, I chose this particular. Oh, my God. This is so horrible from a production standpoint, Adam. I don't know why I'm still talking. I'm just going to skip ahead. And there we go. Thank God. That's what I wanted. See, I wanted that part of the song, Adam.
What? Isn't that Jurassic Park?
It is. And the Jurassic Park theme, the Jurassic Park ride is at Universal Studios in Florida, Adam, which is where you and I...
Well, we're going to see the Harry Potter stuff.
We are, but we're going to the Universal Studios in Florida in April, right? April 14th through the 17th, we will be at the lovely and exciting Universal Studios Florida Cabana Bay Resort. How's that, Adam?
It sounds fantastic.
Where every day is a cabana... I don't know. It doesn't...
I'm really excited. So for those of you who don't know, so we've talked about it on the show.
Yes, we have.
So we decided to have a little get together. Yes. It's going to be the two of us.
Just the
two of us.
That's right. We can make it if we try. Yeah, no, we had invited Joe Batanz, but he turned us down roundly. He was just basically like, you know, that's too much Southern people for me and I can't do that. They frighten and intimidate me. And so
this is a behind the scenes joke and no one will get it. But he said they're going to have Mountain Dew there. And I just can't live with it.
Can't live with it. No, we're going to Universal. You know, all the things that are at Universal Studios in Florida, Adam, that we will be able to see.
Well, I know. No, I don't know.
You haven't gone to the websites and like you don't do that thing where you go to like go to the website and you like put little pins in the map. And then I'm going to go here and then I'm going to go here and I'm going to get me like a corn dog over here. And then I'm going to have some cotton candy over here.
No, I figure, I'm going to be with you. You'll know what's good to do because you lived there, basically. Mm-hmm. And so I figure, you know, we'll kind of wing it, but you might have a plan.
No, I don't have a plan. Here's the thing. I always went to Disney. I went to Universal very, you know, very seldomly. And it didn't open until like I was much older and I was leaving Florida. So it's like I actually haven't been to Universal Studios or Islands of Adventure since Islands of Adventure first opened. It was like, you know, well over a decade ago since I've been there. So I'm excited. I haven't seen any of the Harry Potter stuff. I knew that they were building it when I still lived in Florida, but I've never seen it. So, yeah, I think Toppy Smelly is asking if Jaws is still a thing at Universal. No. No, Jaws. 1978 called and wanted their film back, and so they got rid of that.
So I went to Universal at one point, but I think it was probably, I bet it was 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I think Jaws was still there at that point.
Oh, yeah, it was there way too long. But, yeah, and the new thing that's opening that we will actually miss is the new King Kong Island adventure that's opening. But it will not be opening until the summer. Here's the thing I found out, though, Adam. And this is just something if you wanted to try to do this. I don't know. I'm asking you. I haven't talked to you about this at all. But Universal Studios Florida has what they call the Universal Studios Recording Studios, which they give out to radio stations and people that do podcasts.
All right.
To actually do their show from Universal in one of their studios there. But there's no contact way that I know. We're just a podunk little podcast, right? When they say people that do podcasts, like Mario Lopez does his podcast there, or Ryan Seacrest, right, or what, you know, it's like, it's all very, but I'm just saying, I don't know if you wanted to try. But the thing I thought was that would take a day away from us going to the park, though.
That's true.
Yeah, that would
Well,
suck.
It doesn't take a whole day to do our show.
No, it would, Adam. It would take an entire day to do our show.
It's not like I'm sure they have it all set up and it's very professional. Not like, you know, we roll in 15 right. minutes before and the sound cards. Right.
Is that sound
great?
Yeah, we do that all the time. Yeah, that's fine. Just here, give me that. Just hit that. Kick that thing over there. No, I'm really excited we're going to do it. So I didn't tell you about the whole trip, though, Adam. Not only are we going to spend 3 lovely days at Universal Studios.
What more did I win?
We're also, you won the chance to be trapped in a car with me for 14 hours, Adam. You and I in a car, 14
hours. I'm speechless.
If I could figure out a way to live stream from the car, we could just live stream the 7-hour drive that it's going to take to go from Universal Studios to Charleston, South Carolina, where we will be staying at a hotel called the Fat Villa. I don't know if you've heard of that there, but we will be staying at the Fat Villa. And I think we will actually be doing our show live from the Fat Villa, because we will be getting there on a Sunday evening about our showtime. So, I think we will be doing our show live from the Fat Villa April.
So is he gonna have what's it called?
I don't know. Is he gonna have
the garage band or what is
yeah,
he called?
The banjo band. Yes.
The banjo band.
The banjo
all
band,
set up
yeah.
in the,
you'll get to see
the snowball.
Yeah. Yep. And no, he no longer uses a snowball mic. He uses something else. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's just say this. It's going to be the worst sounding show that we've ever done. It is. It's going to be like,
we'll be in the same room. We always have sucky shows when we're in the same room as well.
Right. True. That's true. Every Vegas show always sucked.
Just go back to all of the live Pride 48s and you'll come to the conclusion that Adam and Daniel have much better chemistry over video.
Really? You see, now that you and I are so different, I actually liked all of our live shows. I thought they were better than some of our other ones.
It's like you calling everything a train wreck.
Oh, fine. Oh, so yeah, always got to be back to me, doesn't it, Adam? But here's the thing. So we're going to go up to Charleston and we're going to visit with Fatty for a couple of days. And then we're driving back to Florida and you're going to hang out in my hometown for a couple of days with my mom and my family.
We're going to pick strawberries.
They will be in season though. We could. But I think we can, it'll be fun. We're going to have a lot of fun. So we're going to April, 14th through the 17th? I don't know.
The total trip is 14th through the 21st.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Well, we're going to be Universal 14th through 17th, and then up in Charleston for a couple of days, and then down in Plant City for a couple of days, and then we'll fly back.
Now, I've been told that Daniel has that his childhood home, his childhood estate.
Yes. Yes.
Is a palatial estate.
I'm sure I didn't say that it was a palatial estate.
And that the maid and the butler would take very good care of me.
There's no maid. There's no butler.
I would have my own suite.
Nope. No, you
with
wouldn't.
A
you will
with
have
a
your own room. Yes.
With a terrace.
No, there's no
and
terrace.
A,
no.
Or a balcony. No, one of the two.
It's a one-story.
Overlooking.
It's a one-story house. What would you be balconying over? It's just like, you can climb them on the roof. I will be happily to provide you like with a ladder. You can climb up on the roof and you're happy that, you know, you're welcome to do that.
Daniel, I'm an expert hedge trimmer.
That's right. You can.
So
you
if
can
your
trim,
mom needs any hedge trimming done.
Exactly. You can trim the hedges around the house. That'll be great. Earn your keep, as it were. Yeah, no, it'll be great. You'll get to see the park. You get to see Brewer Park.
That's right.
That's there. You'll get to see that.
I was thinking about, okay, is that what they named after Daniel because he was cruising there, or is it?
That's right. We renamed the park that I got arrested in. Yeah.
All right.
No, it was.
That's the Brewer Theater. That's the
Brewer Theater, exactly. I think I've screwed up here somehow because I don't. Oh, there, I just had the movie down. So yeah, we're going to. You know, it's gonna be. We're gonna have fun, Adam. It's gonna be fun.
Damn it, we are. So
I was. Okay, go ahead. I know where you're going. I like where you're going. Go ahead.
Well, what I was gonna say is I was gonna call out two specific podcasters, but if any of you are in any of those areas that we mentioned,
that's right.
If you're in the Harry Potter area of Universal Studios, if you're in Orlando or that area,
right,
or if you're in Charleston or somewhere around there, or if you're in, where are you from? Plant City,
right,
or somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. Let us know. We would love to have some dinner or something at each of those locations.
That's right.
And Pod is My Co-Pilot, folks. We expect some dinner, some special dinner that you guys are going to throw for us.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind.
Right. I think Taylor was going to make us banana caribs, which is his drink that he's proficient at making. And they were going to cook. I'm pretty sure.
What's that chicken pepperoni or something like that?
Right. Yeah. The one that, people
takes
have
hours.
Yeah, takes hours. We want to see, we want to taste Taylor's pepperoni thing.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, I'm so excited. Hopefully I will have lost maybe 10 more pounds by then.
Oh, dear God. Wait, you're going to do that? You're going to do the cruise diet, for lack of a better word?
No, I'm already on a diet. I'm trying to lose 30 pounds. I'm 13 pounds down right now.
Wow.
I have 17 more to go, and I will be at my low weight that I was when I made that melon video. Or I'll be roughly around that weight.
Wow. We'll see. And why does this matter? I mean, you're just staying with me. I mean, it's not like you're...
I like to be...
It's not like we're going like to be out on the town.
I like to be, you know, svelte when I'm on a trip. You know, I like to feel good, like I'm looking good.
When there's the chance that maybe, you know, people might take pictures and post them on the interweb.
True. Right, there is always that.
Yeah, I can see that. Anyway, yeah, no, it'll be fun. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. But yeah, we absolutely... I don't know, you know, if you guys want... Here's the other thing. We have to take Fatty a housewarming present.
Oh yeah, I didn't think about that. But how long has he been on it? You know, there's a statute of limitations on housewarming.
Here's the thing. In doing my research, there's a brand new store that just opened at Universal that I know we can get something for him at. So,
some bacon theme.
No,
something,
no, the new Hello Kitty store just opened. At Universal.
Oh yeah, so he has a big fan.
Every kind of an imaginable Hello Kitty merchandise that you could possibly imagine would be in that store. So we could. You know, we can get him a Hello Kitty shot glass and a Hello Kitty coffee mug, you know, a Hello Kitty backpack.
Yeah, for when he goes to the coal mine every day.
Right, when he goes to the coal mine, you need a new backpack to hoist your lunch in. It's a Hello Kitty lunch bag, probably. Yeah, it'll be great. So I think we got good things there going on. I don't know. I feel like we live the most boring we live like the most boring lives ever, and
I'm going on a trip.
I know, but I'm boring myself talking about it now. Let's listen to this. Yeah. So, wait, hold on. Oh dear God, wait, hold on. I had Harry Potter going on the same channel as the phone call. Wow, I really shouldn't be allowed to run this board. Let's see. Let's listen.
Yeah, hi guys, Auntie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes,
cartoonist John Caldwell, dead at the Magic 69. Did cartoons for National Lampoon and Mad Magazine for years. Okay, bye.
What do you say, Adam?
What now? Tell me what it sounded like he said. Don't read the name.
Oh, it sounded like he said John F. Codwell.
See, to me, it sounded like he said John McCorkle or something.
McCorkle. Yeah.
And I was Googling for at least like 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes, I'm like, Mad Magazine cartoonist dead. You know, John something, you know. Finally found it. It's nothing like what he said at all. It's John F. Caldwell.
John F. Caldwell.
Sounds nothing like that.
Wow.
Nothing like, but anyway, yeah, let's give it to him. You know, he's a cartoonist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no,
Mad Magazine.
Nico in the chat room has posted a picture of a night outfit, like a Hello Kitty tank top and a pair of underpanties that Fatty might enjoy. We could get him some of those.
That's true.
Twin
there.
I am in no way, shape, or form going to encourage people that if they, you know, send a donation to pride48.com and just put in the memo that it's for Fatty's housewarming, that we would pick up extra Hello Kitty, you know, merchandise. I am in no way advocating that in any way, shape, or form. If that were to happen, it would be a totally grassroots thing that I had nothing to do with, and I didn't absolutely suggest that in any way, shape, or form. You know, that's all I'm saying.
So will we be meeting Miss Kitty and his dancing girl Olive? Or
I have met Miss Kitty. I don't know because we're gonna get there. So we're gonna be there on a Sunday night, and we'll be there all day Monday and Monday night. So it's like it's not like we're gonna be there on the weekend because we're doing the Universal Studios thing.
That's true.
So we're gonna be there, you know. But it'll be fine. We'll get to visit Fatty. I'm sure he'll take us around to all the fascinating places that he goes. He's one of those people that when he drives around, he has a story about everything that you pass. Like, you know, it's like you're like driving. It's like, y'all see that Gulf gas station right there? That Gulf sign right there was actually used to belong to Robert E. Lee, which he had in his house, and he'd used it on top of his shed in the back. It was part of his shed roof that they had right there, and then they hauled it out here and they put it up as the Union 76 station before Gulf took them over, and now it's the Gulf station. Isn't that it's just like he's got some stupid story about every fucking thing that's there in Charleston.
You know, I've never been on his show. Maybe he'll record a little show while we're there.
The gays, too. You're hoping this is the reason that you wanted to drive 7 hours from Orlando to Charleston and then back again.
Is it 7 or 14? Well, it's 14 round trip.
14 round trip. Okay. Yeah. You wanted to.
I got a little scared actually when you said 14 earlier. Wait, I was thinking 14 each way.
No, it's gonna be 7 hours up there and 7 hours back. And you. Another this thing is we all didn't just because you wanted to be on the gays.
We are staying in the same room at Universal, we may have stories to tell about
chicken, brown cow. No, yeah, we are. I upgraded us at least to a little to the family suite that has the kitchenette. So we have a separate area with a couch and a kitchenette, and then the beds. So
I'm glad that you need. I don't know if all of you people that listen to the show know about Daniel, but he has tinnitus.
Yes,
which is this. Evidently, he has ringing in his ears all the time.
Yeah, it is a persistent and constant ringing in the ears. Yes.
Yeah. So he has to have something, some kind of noise in the background at all times, especially at night, so he can sleep. Mm-hmm. And you won't need to turn on a podcast because my snoring will be a consistent noise that will keep you from hearing the ringing.
The problem is you told me this ahead of time when I can still book you a different room.
Right. Well, that's true. You could.
Wow. So you're a snorer.
I am. Wow. But you'll have podcasts and headphones or something, I'm sure. So.
Right, because it's very comfortable to sleep in headphones. That's the most comfortable thing in the history of the world. I don't know. We'll make it. It's only for the nights that we're at Universal.
Now you're scared. You're
like, no, I'm not.
What did I get myself into?
No, because when we get to Fatty's has a couch for you and there's a bedroom for me. You'll get to enjoy the couch and there at Fatty's.
I love couches.
And then when we get to my parents' house, there's like a room with a really comfortable bed that I'll take that one, and you can have the my old room, which basically
the dog house.
Yeah, it has a kid's bed in it. Yeah. It's a trundle bed with Mickey Mouse sheets on it. It'll be great. I feel like we're so far off the rails, and I feel like there's something else I wanted to say in this segment, but I don't know what it is. So I'm just gonna let it go.
Forget my other card in the Trello. We can move on.
Thank God.
You can say what you were gonna say, but we don't need to go over my other topic.
I have no idea what I was gonna say. Absolutely. Okay. Not. The only thing that I'm doing right now is just stalling because I was playing Harry Potter, and now I gotta pull back up the theme that I was trying to pull up so that I could play this.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta! So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
The Dubious Intent birthday segment. The segment of the show where Adam will play a theme song, a musical theme to somebody's birthday, and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is without cheating and look at the chat. Oh my God, we just got a $5 donation for a big Fatty's housewarming. There you go. I'm in no way, shape, or form encouraging people to donate to Pride 48 with the memo line of Fatty's housewarming. Anyway, so, Adam, what is our first musical cue this evening?
All right, here you go.
All right, I gotta ask, is this the actual recording or am I listening to it being played on a boombox?
It's, I don't know. It's on YouTube.
It sounds very much like the theme to Charlie's Angels, but that might have been recorded on a cassette recorder and in somebody's living room.
It is the theme to Charlie's Angels.
Excellent.
And I have another one that I'm pulling up.
That was
now.
A montage so. Show. There was the Angels, there was Drew Barrymore, Lucy Liu, and let's see. Sounds very travel-y. Like I can see scenery, just like helicopter shots of scenery during this. Oh, or kids on bicycles with a little alien in the basket up front. Is this the theme to E.T.?
It is the theme to E.T.
Oh my God! And the thing that we have in common between Charlie's Angels and E.T. is of course one Drew Barrymore. Adam, is it Drew Barrymore?
It is Drew Barrymore.
Excellent.
Drew Barrymore is 41 years old.
Wow. Excellent.
Yeah.
By the way, my date with Drew, like still like one of my favorite little documentaries ever.
It seems today that all you see is violence and movies.
This is, of course, the theme to Family Guy.
You know what? I'm sorry. I made a mistake. That is also for Drew Barrymore.
Oh,
so let's move on. She was also in Family Guy. I'm not sure if you're aware, but...
she was, but she's not like a regular, is she?
Well, I don't know. She was in a lot of episodes over years.
She is, yes.
So here's the next one. Sorry about that.
Okay, great. This is the theme to Star Trek Voyager.
Yes, and I have one more for this one.
I see where we're going here. I see where you're going with this.
I don't know. Well, do you know whose birthday it is already?
No, I don't. But I'm just excited. I'm excited. Go. I want to see if it's who I think it is.
The reports of my decompilation have been greatly excited.
It is. It is who I thought it is. That is Jerry Ryan, 7 of 9 from Star Trek.
It is 7 of 9, Jerry Ryan. Yeah, she is. Let me look.
She's from Paducah, Kentucky.
She is a very attractive lady, I think, and she is 48 years old.
She is my age.
And people all made fun of the size of her breasts
in
Voyager.
Very big breast. Yes, she did.
There's even some YouTube spoofs of there are scenes of her in Voyager where her boobs are actually getting bigger. I guess it's like a 12-year-old boy that made these or something. I don't know because I was looking for things. Anyway,
yeah, I think the problem with 709's breast size isn't the size of her breasts. It's the fact that in order to save the series, they decided to basically put a woman with big breasts in skin tight outfits specifically to highlight that, hey, look at these breasts. Like it wasn't a woman with big breasts. It was let's flaunt these pair of big breasts, which make the
maybe. But didn't Star Trek always dress everyone in tight clothing?
It did, actually. That was one of the funny things in that episode of Deep Space Nine where they travel back in time to the Tribbles thing, because all the women had those mini skirt outfits, and they made a passing comment about that, and they were like, it was a different time, you know.
All right, here's our next. We've got quite a few birthdays, so I want to move
excellent
on.
Yes, we must move on because this is the theme to Arabian, well, it's called Arabian Nights. It's the beginning to Aladdin, isn't it?
It's the voice.
Jeez, where'd you dig this bozo up? We're never gonna get a hold of that stupid.
That is Iago, the parrot from Aladdin, expertly voiced by Gilbert Gottfried.
It is. I have the Affleck commercial, but there's no need to play it because you got it. So it is
my
Gilbert Gottfried.
My favorite Gilbert Gottfried of all times. Let me find it to see. Gilbert. You should have played this one. Let's see. Gottfried.
What? The dirty joke?
What?
The world's dirtiest joke or something. I can't. The joke where the mom is screwing the dad, is screwing the cat, is screwing the son and the dog and the chair and the.
No.
The aristocrats or whatever that joke
is. It wasn't that at all. In fact, it was when Microsoft decided to get rid of the Office Assistant. I don't know if you remember that. He was someone known as Clippy.
Yeah, I think I may
they made
this
series of commercials to advertise that they were getting rid of Clippy, and it was this.
Why, hello there. I'm leveraging real-time, legacy-compliant collaborative micro-branding to complete the most important project in my company's history. As soon as I finish this proposal, I...
It looks like you're writing a letter.
Ah!
Would you like help?
You. You little metallic...
You little metallic... Try rephrasing your quiz. For example, print multiple copies of a file will lead to...
Stop!
Anyway, yeah, so that was my favorite Gilbert Gottfried little thing. There was Microsoft like sent hundreds of thousands of dollars in this ad campaign about their new office, which basically just highlighted the fact that an annoying fucking paperclip didn't show up anymore. It's like, you'll look like you're writing a thank you card. Let me help you. Anyway.
So here's our next... Gilbert Gottfried, 61. So here's our next one. They'll be singing in a moment.
Okay, but this sounds like it'll be a blue Christmas without you. No.
Blueberry Hill.
So this is the person that, yeah, it says a blues singer that sang this song. This is Blueberry Hill.
It is.
Someone in the Turnipet in the chat room said Fats Domino, which is what I would have guessed, but then I saw it, so I would be cheating if I said that.
It is Fats Domino. He is 88 years old, and I was surprised, as Mags is surprised quite often when people are alive. There he is again.
Wait, Adam, I think that's Fats Domino.
It is.
That's right. It's funny. Fats Domino actually made his real fortune by selling sugar.
Domino sugar.
Yeah, yeah. It was.
Or pizza.
He was so fat. It was why he was so fat. He only ate sugar and pizza, but then sold a lot of it, and that's how he made his fortune.
Have you ever had Little Caesars? I've always wondered if it was any good because I'm a fan of like cardboard tasting pizza. So I always thought Little Caesars would be good.
I have not.
Like $5 large pizzas or whatever.
Yeah, well, you know, and that screams it's got to be good right there. Just the fact that it's, $5 for a large pizza. That's quality right there, baby. That is quality. Now you're going to get the chat room started on the fact that I have the Domino's app. Yes, I did use it tonight, by the way.
This is not what I wanted. Hold on one second.
That was Careless Whisper by George Michael.
I know, but that's not what I wanted at all. So I'm not sure why that came up. One moment.
You know, I got a delivery today.
Was it that TV that you've been waiting on for?
No, I ordered a scanner the other day on Amazon, and it arrived today. I was just like, when did they start doing Sunday deliveries?
Oh.
That's weird.
Oh, I didn't even... Yeah, today is Sunday. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, here it is. Sorry, I apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is.
10-minute delay. This is the exact opposite of Careless Whispers. This is the theme to Miami Vice.
It is.
Yes.
I have one more.
Written and performed by Jan Hammer.
I don't even know if you're aware that this person was in these two things, but here we go. Okay.
Oh, this is Battlestar Galactica?
It is Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica and
Miami Vice.
Miami Vice. So the only two people I know from Miami Vice are Philip Michael Thomas and Don Johnson. So I'm assuming it's neither of those.
It is neither of those.
So then I'm going to go with, what's his name? Adama. Is it Edward James Olmos?
It is.
You're correct. I did not know that he was in Miami Vice, but then once you said that, I kind of got a picture in my head of him like wearing like a pastel suit at some point in time in the 80s and,
He was in Miami Vice. I believe it might have been the first television show that he was like a regular on. Because, I mean, it looks like he, based on what the number of episodes and all that, looks like he was a regular. Edward James Olmos is that last name. It's like, oops. It's like, I'm almost Edward.
I'm almost something. Edward James Olmos.
It's almost. And
by
sorry,
the way, that was the theme to Jurassic Park.
It was. We'll just move right on. He's, 69 years old, but we'll move on. Okay, so Jurassic Park. Oh, this is an unusual spot for the death phone to ring.
It's so weird for there to be a death phone right in the... I don't know what that is. Yes, hello. This is the death phone calling to say that R.T. Cruiser's last year of his life, dead. Thank you.
Ta-da!
Indeed, yes. R.T. Cruiser's last year of his life, dead. He is now a year older.
Wow. Well, I think we're going to discuss that in the contact section anyway. Ooh. But if you want to bring it up now,
I'm just saying it's the birthday segment, Adam. It was going to come up here anyway. I'm just saying.
Do you want to play his contact call during this segment?
I don't know.
We should.
All right, fine. Then
yeah, go ahead
know.
And play it.
What the fuck? We just live crazy here. Let's just do this right now.
Yeah. Hi guys. I don't know what I did to you to deserve such a snubbing on the last show. Honestly. First, you do the call out of the chat room. Do you mention me? No. I thought, well, maybe the names jump around. I was at lunch. I had to change computers. I was there while the names were being read out. But no. Apparently I don't exist. Makes me wonder whose calls are coming in first for these celebrity death phones. Mm-hmm. But I was able to forgive you and overlook that until we get to the birthday section. Really. Everyone's having a birthday this week except me. Well, I think I know where I stand now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to move my allegiance to a new podcast. Mm-hmm.
Which one?
So, there you go.
Which one? Wait, which one?
R.T. Cruiser, fan, dead.
Which one? Which one? I want to know which one. Which one are you going to switch to so that we can warn them? We've got an entire file that we can provide them.
You know,
like, look, here's his voicemail numbers. Like, here's his cell phone number. Like, if you get that, just block this. Go ahead and block this.
So first of all, I want to say it was all Daniel's fault because Daniel reads the Pride 48 birthdays, not me.
Here's the thing. No, you know what? It was.
I want to defend Daniel.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because you only read the ones that are in the little box on the website.
Yes.
And RT's name is in the box today.
Yep.
So I think his name was not in that box. We don't. Yeah, we scour Facebook and look for everyone's birthdays.
Hold on.
We only read the ones.
There's six of them printed on the front page, and there's a lot of birthdays at the end of February. So it's like they get pushed. Like, example, we have two for March 3rd coming up and one for March 5th and 4th. So it's like, you know, there's just a lot of birthdays around the state, and he wasn't on the thing. But if you recall, at the beginning of the show that he complained that we didn't say happy birthday to him, we went to Facebook. We looked at his Facebook page to confirm when his birthday was because there were some people that were telling him happy birthday that day.
Oh, that's right. We had a whole conversation
on the show but just about RT Cruiser's birthday. And we only read birthdays coming up when we're reading the listeners on the website. And RT Cruiser, you're far more than a listener to this show. You're a piece of this show. That makes you a celebrity, which means you have to be part of the people that had their birthday already. So
that's true too.
Calm your snatch is what I'm trying to say.
All right. So anyway, Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park 3. I'm gonna be that specific.
Jurassic Park 3.
Yeah, and here is the next one because you won't get it just off of that.
Okay.
That is the theme to a current television show.
Really? That's a theme?
Yes.
Is it Madam Secretary?
It is Madam Secretary.
Wow, I've seen that recently, and I was just like, when that theme kind of sounds familiar, but I love this new minimalist theme kind of thing anyway.
Sorry, they only have that. That's it. That's the theme.
So Jurassic Park 3 and...
Madam Secretary.
So was Tim Daly in Jurassic Park 3?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
Was Taya Leone in Jurassic Park 3?
Yes.
All right, so it was Taya Leone then.
It is Taya Leone, and I could have also played... the X-Files. She was not a regular on X-Files, but she was married to Mulder.
Wow. Here's the thing. She always sounds like she's whispering. It's just like, she has that low voice thing. It's like, hi, I'm Taya Leone, and we've got a real problem here on the international stage. We're going to have some kind of dialogue that's going to have to be in there. Grab me the file on the Smiths. I need to know what's happening with the Russian consulate right now. Get me on the SATCOM. I need to talk to them right now. She's like the whisperer. She's like the diplomacy whisperer, starring Taylor Leone.
And she's 50 years old.
50 years old.
All right. So here is our last celebrity birthday.
Last one. Huh. I don't know. How will you
take it on your own? What is this, Daniel? This world is awfully big What is it?
I think it's the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
It is the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Mary Tyler Moore Show, yes.
I have one more.
I was worried there for a second that it was Alice, and I was just like, oh, I always get these two confused.
No, it's the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Yes. Here
she's gonna make
is
it after all.
The next one.
Love. Here we go. Exciting and new. This is the theme to the Love Boat.
Come aboard. It is. Come aboard, Daniel. You know,
we're
Auntie Vera.
We're expecting you.
Is going to be.
And Gooch.
Aboard the Love Boat soon.
He does not know where he's at. See her ask. It's great. It's great. I love that. And she's eating a hot dog on the Crystal Symphony. Yeah, I shouldn't quit my day job. Yeah, all right, so let's see. Who has, so the two clues here are the Love Boat, which I got distracted by, and Mary Tyler Moore.
Yes.
So this would be someone who is a regular on both. Oh, you're looking ahead. You're going ahead. No, I'm not. I'm looking directly at you. Is it Captain Steubing?
It is Captain Steubing.
His name. I'm not looking at chat room.
What's his name?
His name is Captain Steubing. His name is Captain Steubing.
Captain Steubing.
Jean-Luc Picard.
He is not Jean-Luc Picard. Captain Steubing is 85 years old. Yes. For those of you who know his name.
Gavin McLeod.
Gavin McLeod is 85 years old.
Captain Steubing.
He is the last birthday.
Excellent.
Celebrity birthday.
That is amazing.
This week. And I think you have some Pride 48 birthdays that you would like to read.
I absolutely do. If you go to the Pride 48 website, we would like to say a very special happy birthday to this past week, Dr. P, R.T. Cruiser. And, we got a big one coming up next week. You're just going to have to come back and find out what that is. If you'd like to have your birthday listed on the Pride 48 front page, make sure you sign up for your free Pride 48 account and check on the checkbox that says, yes, I would like to have my birthday listed. Thank you. I don't know why you would say it. I don't know why you're angry about it. But it's fine. I feel you.
All right, I'm only doing two, don't worry. Gourmet restaurant owner has placed a blackboard
outside. You look like you're trying to read a news story. Would you like some help?
Why, yes. Okay, so a gourmet restaurant owner has placed a blackboard outside.
Oh my God, is it Guy Fieri?
No. Oh. Dogs welcome, bankers banned unless they pay an entry fee of 70,000 pounds. Or euros, sorry. A restaurant owner in Paris has banned all bankers from his gourmet eatery because he was turned down for a loan for 55,000 francs.
Fine. If you turn down my loan, I will not allow you to eat in my restaurant ever again.
Alexander Caillé.
Maybe it is I who should be interviewing you. Maybe I is the one who should be charging you the $70,000.
Exactly.
Wow.
I think many people have been turned down for loans.
But they're not in the position to get back at him, though. You could write a book on this. It's just like, you know, Francois Revenge. I don't know.
So he says...
said Francois is like the only French name I could possibly think of. And
well, his name is Alexandre.
Alexandre.
I think. He says his reasonable requests to borrow money to open a second restaurant were repeatedly rejected by banks who treated him like a dog.
You're treating me like a dog.
I can imagine him smoking.
Like I was saying, like a very Maurice Chevalier kind of like, you treat me like a dog. You got the big, he's got the big cigarette thing going off there.
The refusal by banks to help him explains why so many French businesses are moving to London, Mr. Caillé said. He has now placed a blackboard outside his restaurant.
Yes. Why has it got to be black?
Le Écurie de Richelieu. Mm-hmm. Richelieu. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I took French.
It's La Chalkboard Noir.
reading dogs welcome bankers ban, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so he is banning bankers from his restaurant.
And
so basically,
out of all
like,
the thousands of news stories, this one jumped out at you. This was the French guy.
I can't win with you, can I?
The French guy.
You know, I try to pick something with a little bit of substance.
I'm just teasing you, Adam. My God.
All right. Well, here's the next one. Maybe you'll like this one, Mr. Brewer.
Oh, now I'm getting
And there's no French in it, so Turnip Head doesn't have to worry about me butchering French. Scientists have claimed they have found a way for women to have babies without men.
Now, in your head, do you have like a little balcony of all of us sitting up there like constantly heckling you? Do you honestly feel, I mean, like, do you feel like you're like, we're like silently heckling you everything you do?
Well, he was heckling me in the chat room. I'm looking at it right here. It's right next to the news story. It's like, what's the very first episode of Dubious Intent?
Yes.
Well, it was called something else when we relaunched it.
Yes.
So we had the old guys.
Yes. Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah, them. That's what the chat room is like.
They're Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah, basically.
Great.
Oh, he's trying to speak French again.
Maybe we'll get that bear back.
Anyway. anyway, scientists have claimed they have found a way for women to have babies without men, by creating artificial sperm. The team from China claim they have created healthy mouse babies by injecting laboratory made sperm into eggs to produce mouse offspring.
Why? Why do they need the ability to just, create, like, is there a shortage of mice? They couldn't, they couldn't just get mice. Wouldn't it be infinitely cheaper and easier just to get actual mice sperm than like to create it?
I think you've missed the point completely. They are trying to figure out how to do this.
You don't understand what I'm saying, Adam.
So that what's women the, won't have to have men
right,
to have
it,
babies.
So what's the difference? What's it if I create sperm, right? What's the difference between that and an anonymous donor? It's like I just created it. It's like it's not actually her sperm.
No. I'm not sure that maybe they created the sperm out of something that had nothing to do with men. So they can, you know, when they figure out how to do this, they can completely rid the world of all men because they don't need our damaged, nasty sperm.
Right. Well, just not that. Well, they won't get rid of the gay men because they need best friends. Well, let's be honest.
That's true.
Yeah, true.
They claim that it's stem cell. It's using stem cells.
Using stem cells.
They claim that their stem cell technique could pave the way for new treatments for male fertility.
Here's the thing.
Oh, so they do want to keep them in.
Yeah. See, you read into it. There you go.
But British experts have called for the results to be independently verified and pointed out that any practical application is likely to be a long way off.
Well, Baron Frosty has now changed his name to Statler Frosty, and Turniped is now Statler, and Crone is now Waldorf. They're basically changing their names in the chat room to Statler and Waldorf. You see what you started?
I do.
You look like you're trying to start a revolution. That was a horrible Gilbert Godfrey.
So it's a long story, but you guys can read it if you're interested. So basically,
here's the thing. I remember this from like decade ago. I remember hearing about this like a decade ago. It was like this: these two females wanted to have a baby, and they basically like took blood
used mouse sperm.
No, they took some kind of sample from them or whatever, and basically injected their DNA into so that the one partner, the one female partner, it was basically sperm with her DNA in it that basically then impregnated the test tube baby thing, you know, they basically fertilized
artificial insemination.
Yes, that is what I was grokking for there. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go.
This show needs more Gilbert Godfrey. That's what it is.
There's the news.
It's Baron, what is it? Statler Frosty.
Statler Frosty.
Pardon my cackle. That man cackle. He sent me a couple of clips for the clip show.
Yeah, I forgot I was going to send you one.
You have another day because I don't record it until the last day of the month. So I will not be recording it until tomorrow, Monday, February 29th. But you do have more time to get me that.
No,
clip. Here's
you
the thing.
Told you on Facebook or whatever you were saying that it had to be you were recording this weekend.
I thought I would, but then I didn't. So now I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
Well, I still have time.
I release them on the first of the month. That's all I'm going to say. So I have until, you know, Tuesday morning to do it. That's all. It'll be a great show. I've already recorded an interview with Arthur from Amarin's podcast. I've got several clips. I'd say up to... Anyway, the point is Frosty sent me a clip of it and it's got him cackling in it. You know, ho, 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 ho.
We should probably get out of the news segment.
Wow, you're passive aggressive. And then for this one, you just have to, you know what I should do? I should actually get the music and then cut this to put over it. But here's the new. It's new, Adam. It's new.
It's yeah. Dubious Intent Technology segment time. It's Dubious Intent Technology segment time. Come on, Dubious Intent listeners, and send in technology type questions so that Adam can listen and Daniel can actually do the technology answering. It's Dubious Intent Technology segment time. Let's call in and stump Adam again. Not hard.
Woodhaven. Adam, all I see here is selecting a camera.
Well, I wanted to have a general discussion. I think we have this discussion a lot, but I just wanted to have a really quick general discussion.
Okay.
We get our bonus, our yearly bonus.
I'm general discussion. This is a major topic.
We get a bonus once a year.
Once a year.
In March. Mm-hmm. And I will be getting a bonus. Ooh. And I found out yesterday because one of the Filipino friends that we have
yes.
happens to work in HR or finance or something. So I found out early what the percentage of said bonus is going to be.
So you know.
And it's a little bit better than what I had expected. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to buy one or two things for the old studio.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, because at one point I was all gung-ho about doing video, and I still haven't given up on that. I thought, at some point I'm going to be a famous YouTube celebrity, and I'm going to do video.
Right.
And, when I get around to that.
Right. You might win a thing.
Yeah, maybe. You know,
one of those awards, like one of those podcasting. You could be the next Joey Graceffa.
Are there podcast awards for YouTube? I guess there are YouTube awards.
YouTube awards, they're much bigger. Yeah, podcast awards are crap. Yeah, just, no, YouTube awards there. And then you're amongst giants, Adam. You're amongst your Joey Graceffas and your, what's his name that's on The Amazing Race? Tyler Oakley's.
No, Tyler Oakley, yeah.
That's right.
They got, I can't say that. I'll spoil it.
You're Zach King. Just anyway. You can be with your Zach Kings, Adam.
Is he the magician?
Yeah, he's a Vine star.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I am watching. I was going to ask you if you were watching Amazing Race. I am watching that one. But the only two I know are the Zach guy and the Tyler guy.
The Zach guy and the Tyler guy.
Those are the only two that I know. But anyway, so first of all, I would just like any recommend my question. And you know nothing about this, so I'm not even sure why I'm asking you.
Right, because I am not the person to ask. I am effectively blind. I know nothing. It's but, like, to me, camera pictures, it's like I'm not the guy.
But one thing, so maybe we won't have an answer for this, but I'll just throw it out to the universe. I'm trying to decide whether to get a really nice camcorder, better than the one I've got now. I mean, I could get really, really grossly like overspend and get this Sony camera that's like 4K.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $1,600.
Wow.
I could do that. Or there's a Canon Vixia that they use at Twit that's around $700 or $800. It won't do 4K, however. So if anyone ever wanted to see my pores on their 4K screen.
Oh my God.
You know, I might need to use the Sony one. The other option is to get a DSLR camera that does video, because there are a lot of people who are real big proponents of doing that. And then you have an actual camera. So,
Adam,
like,
what does DSLR stand for?
Oh my God. Digital something, something, something. It's digital.
And yes, you absolutely need it. You absolutely must need this if you don't even know what it stands for.
I know it's digital instead of like a regular, the cameras back in the day, they actually took in light.
Back in the day, they had the birds like on the Flintstones, where they had the birds that would look at you and then they'd peck out the picture and the,
they took in light and it actually, it actually made and formed an image on film.
On film. Yes.
On film.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a DSLR uses a sensor.
Sensor.
Not film.
Mm-hmm.
And the sensor, there's still a mirror, although they do have mirrorless cameras now.
Mm-hmm.
Can
I stop you?
Yeah.
DSLR, the only thing that makes them, that have to be a digital camera is the D. SLRs have existed forever. So it's like the D is, so it's like, I just want to say,
okay, fine. The digital. SLR. See, I got that right. Digital. It's digital. I got that part of it right. But anyway, so So anyway, I'm trying to decide what to do there. And then I also was thinking, is there anything else I need for the studio besides a camera, like audio wise, anything like that? Mm-hmm. Like I was thinking, I know I have a lot of computers, but I have better luck recording on a computer that has no fans, no spinning hard drive.
I'm so lost here. So what are you asking? Because it says digital cameras here, but now you're talking.
Well, I was going to ask you your opinion of cameras,
so
but you don't.
You want to spend $1,600 on a camera?
Well, should I go camcorder or DSLR?
Right. Well, the fact that it's digital means that it's going to shoot movies anyways. Like SLR is just a single lens reflex camera. It has to do with the.
I mean, it's a still camera though that does video. That's what I'm saying.
It will do. Yeah, all digital cameras. Well, most digital cameras have a video mode that you can put them into. Like a lot of YouTubers use those Canon digital SLRs that basically they use the movie mode on them to shoot. Their vlogs.
I think, and I may be completely wrong about this, but I get the impression that you can get a DSLR. The sensor on the DSLR, you can get a larger sensor, which makes for better video quality or photo quality.
Yeah.
The camcorders or the actual video cameras, usually for the price range that I would be in, have smaller sensors than the DSLRs.
That could absolutely be. However, and, the point is, what's your audience and what is it that you're doing? So that's the thing. To me, I would never spend $1,600 on something that I wasn't absolutely serious about doing all the time. Like, I wanted a bike, so I bought the cheapest damn mountain bike that I could because I knew myself, right? I know myself. I bought that bike. I put it together. I rode it 3 times. It's sitting on my balcony right now. It's like, I probably will never ride it again in my life. It's like, yeah, I could have spent $1,600 on the top of the line bike with the toe clips and the, you know, the differential gearing shift systems and stuff like that. But none of that would have made any difference to the 3 times that I rode that bike. So if you're going to seriously do photography, like honestly, like you're going to be like, you know, Nico Martinez and have 20,000 followers on Google+ following your every evening dog walk.
Yeah, where
photo.
Is Nico in this conversation? He probably has opinions.
He's in the chat room. But here's the thing. But if you're a professional photographer, Nico Martinez, then yeah, you go and you get the big gun. But if you're, you know, I've had your GoPro for the last, 3 months and you haven't like said, yeah, I really need it back or whatever. It's like, I don't think you do video that much.
I don't. But I think maybe if I get a really good camera, that would inspire me to do it.
I will say this. The camera, the best camera in the world is the camera that you have, right? It's like when you have to not, if you go and buy a really big SLR camera, like, you know, they're big, they're unibodied, they're big. It's like, you've got to have it with you. So it's not like it, you can't just like, oh, that's a beautiful sunset. Oh, well, my SLR is sitting back home in my house.
I know, but this would be specifically for doing video podcasting. But I just thought if I had a camera, it would also be something that would have more than one use.
Right. So what I would do,
whereas if I did,
this is what I would do. This is my advice and you can take it or leave it. I watch a lot of YouTube videos and I tend to watch non-corporate YouTube videos. So all the video channels that I watch are, you know, like the podcast that I listen to, they're basically like, you know, personal journal or just, you know, people doing their style things. Almost all of them to a person has a video somewhere on their channel. It's like, here's the equipment that I use. And you can also, you know, on YouTube find all kind of comparisons where they're like, here's what it looks like using this still camera and here's what it looks like. And you can, yeah, there's a slight video difference, but if it's not something that you do, like a lot of with YouTube videos, you know, they'll tell you it's like the lighting is more important than which brand of camera that you have. And it really just depends. Are you going to do outdoor shooting? Are you going to do inside shooting? Just watch some of those videos because those are people that have gone through numerous cameras and like kind of know what it is that they like and what works and what doesn't. You have a unique opportunity of actually seeing the people that are doing what you want to do and learning from their mistakes.
And part of it is I enjoy, even whether this is ridiculous or not to everyone out there, and people out there are thinking, why is Adam even considering spending that much money on something? Part of it is the fun of piecing together the studio and, like, you know, getting the equipment and getting it all set up and working and all of that. You know, I'm kind of a planner and that kind of stuff kind of is fun to me. So the research and stuff is also fun, but I, you know, I think I know a lot of people do it and I know that content is the most important, but I see some of these video podcasts that I like that look so great, have a great set, have a great whatever. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy visually seeing the really good looking set and really clear picture and all that.
Oh, yeah, no, I would give a huge shout out to Mark E. Miller. If you want to see some beautifully shot YouTube videos, Mark E. Miller, that's Mark, the letter E. Miller on YouTube. He and his husband, Ethan, but Mark went to film school and it just has an amazing eye. So it's like his videos, even though it's a personal journal video, he often like intersperses like, you know, shots of him bicycling around his town and like just some gorgeous shots that he has. And he has a real eye for that. So he's also very attractive. That's all. I'm just trying to like deflate that. He's like, yes, he's also a very attractive guy, but that's not important from this conversation. It's about the photography. So.
And the other thing I'm thinking about, because the gaming computer that I bought 4 years ago when we started the new, or 5 years ago, mm-hmm. it's just not working out for audio. I can't record on it. So I've always recorded on this crappy, you know, like $300, because it had no spinning hard drive, no fans, no nothing. And it's the best audio. But it's so old now that it's getting very, very sluggish.
Right.
And so
like all old things.
Huh?
Like all old things, we get sluggish.
Yeah, it's getting sluggish. It's got that bit rot that happens, whatever, that stuff that happens. So I'm also, the other thing I'm considering is there some not super expensive computer, because I can use the gaming PC to edit video on.
Yeah.
But that I can replace that old one.
So what is it? Let's just condense this down, caller. Condense your question down, caller.
Have you got a suggestion for a good...
This is what I would do. I would go and look at YouTube videos, find like the best entry level vlogging camera, which will probably set you back $200 or $300. Then buy a nice mid range computer, because to do podcasting, you really just need a decent sound card and you know, a semi modern computer, right? You don't need the big video cards or any kind of crazy thing like that. So you could get both. You could get both a nice camera and a decent computer and still have money left over to buy your friend dinner at Universal Studios.
That's true. In Orlando. And I'm going to get those LED light panels too.
There you go. You got it. You got it. We can just cut this entire segment out. We just like that. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, track it, drop it, zoom it, zoom it. 3, 2, 1! Contact is the secret. Excellent. It is time for the DI plus the dubious intent contact segment, Adam.
Yes, Daniel, it is.
It is. I'm just saying that. You can send us emails. You can send us voicemails. We take any variety of credit card. I don't know what else. I got nothing. All right. We had two phone calls, but we've already played one of them. That, of course, came from Birthday Brat RT Cruiser from the future. But now let's listen to our other phone call, which comes in from a guest host of this very show, Adam, Mr. Toppy Smelly. Let's see what. Yes. Hello, Toppy.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Daniel. It's Toppy Smelly.
Hey, yeah.
I didn't know if you knew that, knew this or not, but it's Oscar night.
No.
In the nation of the U.S. of A. And I was just wondering, since it is Oscar night on the television machine and such like that, I thought maybe you could, each of you, tell us an Oscar-nominated performance that you really, really like, or best motion picture Oscar-winning movie that you really liked. Mm-hmm. Now, just for me, I'll never forget Bill Bixby's turn as that happy-go-lucky cowboy opposite Bruce Dern, you know, in Love in the Sand from 1971. Oh, my God. Who doesn't love that year that Linda Lavin won Best Actress for her role as a union whistleblower
Alice?
In 1997's movie called Union Whistleblower?
Okay.
That was something.
That was great. I love
that one.
Of
course, as everyone knows, my favorite Oscar-winning motion picture is 2001's A Pocket Full of Sardines, starring Dick Van Patten and Emmanuel Lewis as unlikely roommates.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Just wondering what some of your favorites are. By the way, I just left this entire... entire message on someone else's machine because I forgot to dial one. Anyways, they'll probably enjoy that tomorrow. Bye-bye, and good night.
So,
wait, hold on, hold on,
hold
on, hold on. I get the fact, you know, that he was, you know, but trying to be clever and funny there. But I'm sorry, Toppy Smelly. There is no possible way that you could have Dick Van Patten and Emmanuel Lewis in a movie and not expect for it to win every conceivable possible award that there was. That right there is, you know, Dick Van Patten, Emmanuel Lewis. That's gold, Adam. That is gold.
I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to pick one from this year because I'm going to be honest. I don't think I've watched any of the nominated films. Oh, I take that back. Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, did. You're not Mark and Ed, right? I mean,
I did see The Martian.
Oh, you did. Oh, yeah, that's the best comedy. Did you that one best comedy at the right. other show?
And I thought The Martian was great, but
was it,
I don't.
Was it?
I
yeah,
doubt,
but was it funny, Adam?
Not well. There were some. You know, there were some. I'll tell you, the book is better.
The book is funnier.
So maybe I was. Yeah, it's funnier. So I think it's more of a suspense or drama. I don't really think it's anyway. But other than that one, I haven't seen many of the movies that are nominated this year. So I really want to see Bridge of Spies, and I want to see that Wall Street one, The Short.
Yeah, The Big Short.
I want to see that one, The Big Short.
Yeah.
But I haven't, so I can't really speak to those.
Which, by the way, The Big Short was a big fatty stripper name in the 70s.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Put your hands together.
Please welcome to the stage.
Yeah, put your hands together for Big Short.
The Big Short, yeah.
Y'all better cheat me, brother. Y'all better have them damn dollars. I ain't coming out. You want to see these balls? You got to have them dollars.
I believe he, Toppy, he made it sound like we could pick any performance.
Mm-hmm. Well, an Oscar winning performance.
So I'm going to say the one that comes to mind.
Yes.
First of all, I want to preface this by saying I love Sandra Bullock.
You love Sandra Bullock.
And I love a heartwarming story.
Sandy.
But I want to say
Sandy
that.
Bullock. I remember Vera Charles on one of her shows once called her Sandy Bullock because they're best friends. They're BFFs.
Oh. Well, he should introduce me then because I love Sandra Bullock.
You know, I bet you if you were really nice to Vera and you like asked politely for him to see if he could get an autographed headshot of, you know, of Sandy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like go to lunch with her or something. But yeah,
Yes,
like
I'm sure
too.
Sandra Bullock would love to just go to lunch with you because why not? Why? She's a big movie star. She's not doing anything else. Of course, it's just like you're not the only person to ever, you know, ask her that.
I am a very interesting person with an international podcast.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
you
and Sandra Bullock, you got a lot in common. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Anyway, so I'm a big fan of Sandra Bullock. And I really loved the movie The Blind Side, for which Sandra Bullock won
the award.
She won the award for Best Actress for The Blind Side in 2010.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna give
one that came to mind to me.
My favorite was My Cousin Vinny, which I forget. Was it Marissa Tomei that won the Best Actress award for that?
It is Marissa Tomei. Did she win Supporting Actress or Best Actress?
Whatever the category it was, I just remember that the hubbub was... Was that that wasn't the name that was written down and that the person had read it wrong and was confused. Whoever gave the award was confused and had said her name, but because it was such a big deal and she, you know, it was news or whatever, it's just like they just left it. Now, I don't know whether that's true or not. I just know that that's the myth behind it. And I like to think that in my mind is the Academy in my mind. Cause to me, it's like, I love the, all right, this is a very nuanced thing, Adam. So you just got to bear with me for a minute. I don't like award shows in general, but I do like the things that happen at award shows. So I like the opening numbers. I like the musical numbers, whatever. I don't like the giving speeches, you know, and just the...
To thank my grandma's left titty.
Yeah. So to me, you know, I like to watch just the bits, just the, you know, so like the Tony, I love the Tony Awards because they like to laugh at themselves and they do it. And it's like, and I like the Golden Globes and I like, you know, the Grammys to a lesser extent. But the Academy Awards to me always seems like they've got a stick up their ass, right? It's like they're just... They're humorless, right? There's like there's these people that don't like to make fun of themselves. Like Neil Patrick bombed last year, basically because he was like kind of doing self-deferential kind of stuff, right? It's like remember the year that what's his name, the Family Guy hosted, and everyone was offended that he did a song about boobies or whatever. It's just to me, this is my point. I love to think of the Academy in my head as a bunch of people who are so uptight that instead of correcting the fact that someone won the award wrong, they're just like, oh, just leave it. Oh, just leave it. It's just like, to me, that is in that. So that's why My Cousin Vinny is my favorite movie that was nominated for an Academy Award. Now, that being said, My Cousin Vinny is a horrible movie and it's not one of my favorites, but I don't think any award winning movies are actually in my list of favorites. It's
not
always some
black
artsy,
and white.
It's always, oh God, I don't like black and white, but it's like, it's always some artsy movie that wins. I don't know. It just kind of.
Are you excited for the
World of
Warcraft movie?
Out of Africa beat out like E.T. That just blew my mind that year. As a young child, I was angry about that. I am very excited about the World of Warcraft movie that's coming out.
You think it'll be nominated for any Oscars?
I actually do. Now, it will be nominated for, on the technical side, it'll be effects and stuff, which they don't air on TV.
Well, there you go, Toppy. Thank you for your call. We have answered your question.
Thank you, Toppy Smelly. We have thoroughly and effectively answered your question. There can be no doubt. Now, did you actually look up the things that he was saying? Because I don't think some of those things were real.
No, I didn't.
Because I think he said a pocket full of anchovies was the, I don't know.
You know, I was in a musical when I was 12, and it was called A Pocket Full of Dreams.
Pocket Full of Dreams, huh? Let's get out of the contact segment here, Adam. 3, 2, 1. Contact. All right, so, we're heading down to Universal Studios and then to the Fat Cave in April. That's going to be fun. We got that coming up, but that's right. We are here until then, though. We're not abandoning you.
I heard they have a new drink at Universal. I think it's in the Harry Potter area. We should try
beer? The butterbeer or the whatever the.
Well, there's a more adult area.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely want to try the butterbeer, but there's this other one in this more adult area. I think it's called something like Blood Fart Donkey Punch.
Dubious Intent was written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 229-234-7587, or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. That was, that was one of those things. I don't know if you can tell, Adam, I'm wearing different glasses tonight. That's because the pair of glasses that I normally wear here at my computer, the one of the lenses fell out, and so I'm having to use a different, and it's fine for reading the screen, but they're not strong enough for me to read the tablet, so I was fishing around trying to find where the closing theme was on the tablet.
That is such an old man.
That
excuse.
Was me, like,
my,
trying to read.
My
I'm squinting.
Bowls, I just couldn't. I had a...
Can't read that. Does that say closet? And it's like I'm like Marco Rubio, basically picking on somebody's pronunciation of it. Anyway, here's the thing, Adam. That was it. That's a show. We're done. We're out of here. That was
we
fun.
Are. I hope everyone enjoyed the Oscars tonight.
That's right. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.